Rory, you looked for an improved performance tonight, and you certainly got it out there.
Oh, we did, Owen. You know, I think we got a much improved performance. You know, listen, we probably, you know, had a good idea. We had a good chance of winning the first two games. We looked to increase the intensity of our preparation, you know, following the Louth game. And, you know, that was despite giving, you know, the Glen lads, Lochnee lads and one or two others a week off. So we had a good 7 days, and we'll hopefully get another good 7 days or 8 days to Kildare next week.
Now, you got an ideal start, and I suppose the beginning of the first half and the end was the ideal for you, platform, two goals.
Either way, listen, goals are massive, so they are, Owen, but look, I still felt we controlled the whole first half, you know, and 10 points didn't flatter us, you know, and look, I suppose, to be fair to me, they're missing a couple of their quality forwards, but look, we defended quite handily against them, but look, we'll move on now, get ready for Kildare.
I suppose the one thing that you'll take out of this match tonight was defensively you were very good.
Oh, we were, despite I'd be very disappointed in the goal we give, you know, so well, look, you know, I don't like that sloppiness, none of us do, but no, defensively we were very good, and look, we pride ourselves now, we defend, and we want to improve both with the ball and without the ball.
There's a serious buzz around Owen Begg tonight, and a serious buzz about this Derry team.
Yeah, look, there's a great electricity and a great energy around the county, and it's a football mad county, and I just feel very privileged to be part of the group, you know, and with the county board and everything. They're enjoying themselves down in Dublin at the Congress, but they're a big part of it as well.
And of course, you head to Newbridge next week. Big game again.
It's huge. So it is, you know. Listen, it's a step up again. Kildare, you know, we're unlucky to be relegated from Division 1. But look, you can talk all you want about the opposition. We have to respect every opposition by respecting ourselves. And we've got to do that this week.
Did you find the break last week beneficial to you?
I did, Owen. Look, you know, hand in heart, when you've got Glen and you've got Sloughneil in the football and hurling. You know, Sloughneil went out on the 8th and 9th of December, and Glen went out when we know what they did. To get the two promoted teams, I was happy with that, and a chance to re-energise and build again, you know. And, you know, in an ideal pre-season, you'd have all your players for 6-7 weeks. That wasn't the case, but look, we knew that. We have to move on.